Developing skills for Invalsi. Listening comprehension. Task 6. You will hear people talking about 6 situations. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. 1. You will hear a chef talking about his job. Where does he work now?
Well, I suppose you could say it's quite a big change, although I'm still doing what I've always done, and that's cooking. Where I worked before, the patients had very specific diets. The focus was more on their health. But this is where I feel most at home, creating my own menus and listening to the feedback from our guests. The ones who stay with us on a regular basis often make suggestions about what they would like to see on the menu. And I do try to keep everyone happy.
2. You will hear a teacher talking to her student. Why is she talking to him?
I think you did a great job on the essay plan, James, and the mind map was an excellent idea. I'm not sure that it's very useful to have so much information about the company's past financial problems in the introduction, though. A basic company history is fine, but you don't need so much detail. I think you should have a look at how you've structured the second paragraph too. I'm not keen on the way you present the possible solutions. How about just reporting the main difficulties that company was having here and look at the solutions in the next paragraph?
3. You will hear part of a promotional video about safari tours. What is it doing?
And this kind of tour isn't really just a look at the animals from the comfort of a tour bus with everything explained by your guide. We recommend taking the moving photography course on your arrival, which will give you the skills you need to take better pictures of the animals while you're moving. You're not limited to taking photos from your Jeep either. Our recommended walking tours with qualified guides will give you the chance to safely get those close-up shots you want. But bring some sturdy walking shoes. Recent changes in the rules regarding the protection of wildlife in these areas mean that the game reserve is even bigger, meaning there is even more for you to discover.
4. You will hear a man talking about his college course. How does he feel about it?
To be honest, this course has been very cheap for me. I only had to pay 30% and the government paid the rest. I was very stressed when I lost my job last year and I didn't think I would ever find another one. I mean, I know that it will be hard to find something better than the job I was in before, at least at the beginning. But having made such an effort to improve my IT skills and actually get through the final exam, I'm fairly sure I'll find something similar. My one regret is waiting such a long time, but better late than never, as they say. I'll be able to put this on my CV as soon as my certificate comes through and start applying for jobs straight away.
5. You will hear a boy talking about a documentary. How does he describe it?
Did you see that program on Channel 7 last night about elephant hunting? I thought it would be really boring and I didn't want to watch it, but my dad always loves things like that, so I agreed to watch it with him. There were one or two quite disturbing scenes at the beginning, when they showed how the elephants are treated, but the whole thing really made me think. I mean, we just assume that this kind of thing doesn't happen nowadays, when in fact so many charities are actively fighting to stop elephants being treated so badly.
6. You will hear a woman talking about a new musical she's just seen. What was the most exciting part?
Well, I have to say it was an amazing evening. It was lovely to see Linda after such a long time. We've been saying for ages that we should get together. So when Dean gave me these tickets, it seemed like the ideal reason to meet up. The plot and the music were just amazing, although we both said it was a bit too long. The final scene was superb, though, and I got such a shock when the fireworks went off at the end. But probably the most exciting part was meeting the man we'd been watching on stage after the show.